Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I come from Liberia, where we are still reeling from a civil war that lasted 14 years and cost 250,000 in human lives. During the war, there was no independent media because most of the media organizations was either on one side of the conflict or the other. Now Liberia has a media which plays a critical role in keeping peace as well as helping people make informed choices about their leaders. We've also been able to change attitudes towards women. When I started as a journalist at Front Page Africa, most of my colleagues in the newsroom were men and they were older than I am. And their first impression was that they were not going to work, you know, with a woman and especially someone who was younger than they are. My success came from standing up to them and telling them that you better accept me because I am here to stay and I'm staying for a long time. They also had to respect my work. I told the truth about many things that made the Liberian people take notice. When the men saw that, they could no longer say women can't be journalists. At Front Page Africa today, the top journalists are women because we have swept the world with so many awards and prizes. As a matter of fact, a colleague of mine is to be honored by the CPJ Committee to Protect Journalists for her work on female genital mutilation. Being chosen as a DAG fellow is a great opportunity for me. At the UN, I have been able to cover the United Nations General Assembly, and I have been able to see world leaders speak in person, like watching President Obama speak. That would have been a dream for me. And one of my most important story here was I reported a story when my president was here during the GA, President Sirleaf. She went to a fundraiser for women in Harlem, and she made a startling revelation. The president told her audience that women who voted for her during the 2005 elections seized the voting cards of their children who were over the age of 18 because they would have voted for her opponent. A lot of Liberian journalists traveled with the president at the time, and they did not report that story. But I reported the story, and the president was outraged. But my editor said to me, "You go, girl, you have made Liberia proud." The fellowship also gave me a stage to cover the US elections. And contrary to the way we do elections in Africa, where it's an acrimonious situation where people fight, I have seen in the US elections that people can agree to disagree. I want to thank the chair of the fund, Madam E, as I called her, and the United Nations Correspondents Association for all the help and the mentoring they have given us. We have actually become a part of the family, and it didn't take long for us to fit in. This will be a great experience for me, and I intend to take it back home and mentor other journalists in my newsroom. I thank you.